Musée Mécanique. Hermann Gottfried lay, not yet breathing, in an empty sitting room, said Godmother Drosselmeyer. Empty, that is, except for a grandfather clock and a tall cabinet with a bust of Nefertiti on top of it. The clock is against the wall to the left, the cabinet is opposite. Square in front is a big window without curtain or shades, facing southeast. Hermann Gottfried is equidistant from these three features, in the very center of the wooden floor. The sun crossed the sky. It is permissible to speak of the sun. It exists. It has been invented. Time has been invented, but only recently. It makes the clock run better. The sun moved like clockwork. Tick, tock, tick, tock. If we could say, a solar flare licks space and withdraws, then we might begin to escape the machinery. But it is already too late. Hermann Gottfried is a machine, a miniature bachelor with subtle flesh tones, red enameled waistcoat, a wig of human hair. His heart beat in his tin chest. Tick-tock, tick-tock. In the right-hand wall, a doorway without a door leads to the kitchen, which has one small square window high above the sink. In the left-hand wall, exactly opposite, a similar door leads to what may have been intended as a bedroom. There is a rug, a lamp, a table, and chairs in this room. There is no bed. Opposite the window, a door leads to a narrow hall cluttered with coats and boots, at the end of which are two other doors, one leading to the bathroom, one out to the landing. Preceded by a deafening clatter, the girls entered as a group, laughing and jostling. There are seven of them, or nine, or 12. I always lose count, said Godmother Drosselmeyer. They are in any case more like a swarm than a group of individuals. If the genius girls had not yet invented time, it would be permissible to begin here. A solar flare licks space and withdraws. Or here. The genius girls are gone. They have ascended and left him behind. But it is morning. The sun has not yet entered the window, and seven heads huddle over a what's-this on the floor. It might be 12 heads. We see the neat surgical parts in their hair, the beads and barrettes. The what's-this is a machine under construction. Its trim little boots kick once, kick again. You may have recognized Hermann Gottfried being born, being invented. He's wide open, and everyone's hands are inside. With flashing tongs, paint sponge, flim flam, and hex, they are working him up. Tight screws are screwed tighter. Prima materia gets a spit polish. Gobs of protoplasm dot the ceiling. The fairy godmothers bend over the cradle. Going around the circle, they give him a stroke of genius, a stroke of luck, a touch of fever, a pang of guilt, a long stretch of the imagination, a dose of common sense, a dram of hope, a taste of his own medicine, the tickle of a premonition, a twinge of misgiving, a prick of conscience. The last one gives him the kiss of life. His lungs fill. Pneuma!